Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. CardioVasc is a 7-synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutriMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to See, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, go to Contact Us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice of nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutriMedical.com. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical. welcome back. And it is the middle of the month. It is the 17th of May. It's Friday. And Michelle, you have some announcements. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, everyone. Great to be here on May 17th. Bill, my dear, would you push that microphone a little bit toward my way?
If I do, I'll probably disconnect it. You can't. Oh. I can't. If I do it, you'll disconnect.
I had a couple people say I was kind of quiet.
That's because your voice.
How about I sit up a little bit?
Yeah, it's mainly your voice. You have to raise your voice up, just like I project. Sometimes, last week or so, you talk a little bit lower.
It would have been nice if you could have moved it.
If I move it, you'll disconnect. You will be completely off air because I did that last time and I cut it off. I'm sorry. That's what I did when I talked to Todd. I said, you're gone. It disconnected the wire.
How about you push over and let me move up? There we go. Push yourself a little bit more. There. I bet you I sound better now.
Well, I think it's just because you're talking louder because you're more projective. That's good. Oh. I'm in that radio all the time. I know that you have to project your voice. It's almost like if you're singing, you have to project it, from the diaphragm. Mm-hmm. And if you do, it goes to the microphone very nicely. Even their beautiful voice.
You have that I haven't been projecting my voice for
2 weeks.
11, 12 years.
No, just the last 2 weeks. I noticed that sometimes you get a little quieter.
But
the only last 2 weeks. And it's not all the time. It's like maybe 2 or 3 minutes out of the whole hour. But it's not all the time. But sometimes your voice gets a little light.
I do have a tendency to go... Duh, 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 duh.
Yeah.
And then I might relax, so I'm going to lay back a little bit. But yeah, not today.
You can't be relaxed when you're on radio. Then. Radio is not a relaxed position.
Well, it's fun. How about that?
It can be fun, but
be on there.
Yeah, but radio is like going out for a long, hard run or working out. It's audio workout. And you have to have your mind at sharp to be able to respond.
So now he tells me, years later, it's too late for me anyways.
Yeah. No, you're learning.
I just like to relax and be myself. But anyways.
You can be relaxed and be athletic. Verbally athletic, too.
Okay. Hey, I got a call this morning from Ken, our friend in Georgia, and I said, Ken, I will put your question out first. So here it goes. He still has the old Metathera. Do you remember the old Metathera?
Yeah, I do. I remember,
way back in the day? And he wanted to know if he can use that with the Lumen Pad and the Photon Sound Beam that he has. Like, use them all three at the same time.
You can. Now, let me explain the difference in the technology. The Metathera is actually pirated technology from Dr. Fisher. And Dr. Fisher's filing lawsuits against all these companies that pirated his technology years ago, including the Metathera. It's not as good as the QRS mat, which is Dr. Fisher's own technology, which I'm sitting on right now. Or the latest one called the CellVital. The QRS mat's great. CellVital just works a little faster and is more. They think it's more complete. So if you have a QRS mat, you're fine. The Metathera is a pirated technology. The concern I have with the Metathera mat is it may have some sideband electromagnetic frequencies that may not be necessarily as therapeutic.
Oh gosh!
So okay. I would say if you're going to bump up. First off, you always want a Lumen Photon first as your first machine. Your second machine should be the Sonic Life. If you have this pad, okay, it's okay to use it for so many minutes a day, but don't overuse it. And realize that there may be some sideband electrical pollution that's apparently, according to some of the work from Dr. Fisher, may be generated because they didn't have the exact technology. They've further increased the power of the system with these Fibonacci frequency, but I have a QRS mat that works great. And I use that with my Photon Sound Beam Tesla Violet Ray. I touch the glass electrodes to target areas that I want in my body, and I can tell already it'll take away pain, it'll stimulate regeneration. So I'd say, fine, use it, but don't overuse it. Okay?
Okay. Kathy from Washington State, her daughter, Erin, is 24 years old, and she... has a mental disability. She's 24, but she's like she's 8.
Right.
Something like Kels. And she has problems with epilepsy. She's always having epilepsy.
Well, she may be on epilepsy drugs, which actually will block her intelligence. Now, there's three different factors that determine if you have an intelligence, an IQ. The first is myelination. You've got to check to see if they're myelin pattern. You can do a T1 weighted MRI and look at the myelin pattern in your brain. And we have nutraceuticals that improve myelination, and we have bioregulatory peptides for the brain. Mm-hmm. And we have transcranial therapy like Lumen Photon and other treatments like the Violet Ray Machine and QRS mat and so on that can stimulate regeneration. The second thing is neurotransmitters. We can measure organic acids and neurotransmitter metabolites in your blood, and we can give you nutraceuticals to correct that. And even if you don't do the test, I can give you recommendations like Cognition Plus, Brain Power, and for the memory part of your brain, CDP choline, uridine monophosphate in your and ultrazyme B1 will raise acetylcholine level in your brain. The third area is circulatory. Some people have what we call Swiss cheese kind of circulation. Usually it happens in elderly people or people in the middle years. Not so much in younger people. And in that case, with a SPECT blood flow scan or magnetic resonance angiogram will show circulatory issues. And we can prove that with cardiovascular, natokinase, CoQ10, and you know other things that we use for improving circulation. We can also do biofeedback with the brain with Lexacor, has a biofeedback machine. And we can actually measure quantitative electroencephalography to look at the Quig scan of the brain, to look at the cortex, to see if the parts of the cortex are in the same phase and frequency. And we can use biofeedback training to help that. So there's a whole lot of things that can be done, including mild hyperbaric oxygen. We have kids that have ADD, ADHD, and don't speak in sentences, or kids with, you know, like her, 24 years old. And they go in a hyperbaric chamber an hour or two a day, and all of a sudden they're speaking in sentences. So mild hyperbaric oxygen is another amazing therapy combined with transcranial lumen. So there's a lot of layers to it, but when someone's that severe, they're probably not going to make any progress at all unless we do all the layers. You can start off with simple things like Cognition Plus and Brain Power and neurotransmitter support, but if within a month you don't show significant improvement in function, and of course myelination with Neurogen for demyelin and Omega Supreme Pro, but if you don't show significant improvement in a month, then we need to start adding other layers and doing testing and a consult.
Kathleen from Virginia, she called and had a question for her husband. He recently started on the Hormone Synergy and Men's Max
Plus,
right. And that's because he was having severe hot flashes.
Right.
I didn't realize that men had those too.
Sure, they do. They just don't recognize them. They don't call them hot flashes because it's unmasculine to say you have a hot flash. They just usually call it an agitation spell or heat instability or something.
Well, anyways, it worked. The Hormone Synergy and Men's Max Plus
right.
worked to take away the hot flashes. The only thing is he didn't take it at night, so he was still having hot flashes at night. And Kathleen wanted me to ask you if it's okay if he takes it in the evening.
Absolutely. You should be taking 2 to 4 twice a day. Men's Max Plus for first thing in the morning, Hormone Synergy, 2 to 4 capsules twice a day, and then usually will stop the night hot flashes because it'll last at least 12 hours.
Albert Chow called this week. Hey, Albert, from Chicago, Illinois, and wanted to tell me that he loves his products. It's his first time he's ever ordered or anything.
Yeah,
he's had an infection for
Albert teaches
months.
Kids in a special school for how to play chess.
Oh,
he's a chess
do you know
master.
That too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was interested in what he purchased there to get rid of his infection. It was the Allicin Med, the Nutri Silver Spray, and the Nutridyne, the three amigos.
Yeah, that's true. They're not amigos for your bugs in your body. They're not amigos. They're the destroyers. They're the three grim reapers for the bugs.
There you go. But it's every time it's those guys.
Yeah.
Danny,
that song?
Danny,
remember the Three Amigos song?
What's that?
You remember the Three Amigos song?
Do you want to sing it?
No.
Okay.
But it's, you know. But I don't remember.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Ah. What song?
Well, they had Steve Martin, and they had a couple of.
Oh my gosh! Yes, Steve Martin. Yes.
Yeah. I just a little reference. That people pull that up when I pull the video clip up, and they'll laugh their head off and they think about the Three Amigos and think of Nutridyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver.
Okay. Denny called this morning, just about a half hour ago, and he recently had a colonoscopy. And his doctor said that he has a touch of diverticulosis, so he wanted to know what would you recommend for increasing his fiber? And
well,
I thought you probably know some stuff for that.
Well, first off, my favorite form of fiber is actually, believe it or not, is nuts. And I avoid peanuts, but other nuts. The other thing I like is like German-style Schnittenbrot bread. Which not wheat bread but rye with Schnittenbrot.
Is that gluten free?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's not gluten free, but it's not wheat gluten.
Yeah. Okay.
Wheat gluten's bad, especially
that's
when wheat
the one
gluten,
that's bad.
Especially
okay.
when wheat gluten's attached to glyphosate, mm-hmm. which is a cancer reducing agent. Even here in California now, they agree with that. And so those are the best fibers. What I would do for this colon, I give them colon cleanse to clear his lower colon of plaque.
Well, what is it, that diverticulosis?
That's where you build up plaque in your lower bowel. John Wayne, when he died, he had like 34 pounds of plaque in his lower bowel.
Oh, maybe he should have the colon cleanse.
Colon cleanse, IBS care to normalize bowel motility, and he should be a probiotic, like living probiotic every twice a day and living probiotic ultra every third day. And To reduce inflammation in the lower bowel, I would use the GastroHeal, 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day chew, and the Cell Defense Plus.
So, and keeping it real simple, you know, the main things for him would be the
colon cleanse, and the IBS care.
Thank you. All right. Are you ready for the emails? We're getting started right into those because I have quite a few today.
That's good.
We're going to start with, believe it or not, this is his name is like Blue.
Well, maybe he's part of. He might be actually part of the Blue Man Troop in Las Vegas.
No, I think it's short.
Which is one of my favorite shows in Vegas as Blue Man.
I know. You say that all the time. I'm going to give my comment today.
Yeah, I know.
Blue, yeah, but it sounds like his real name is Bradley.
I know.
But anyways, Blue.
Hopefully that's not his mood. His mood is not Blue.
No, because it's BLU. There's no E on it.
Yeah,
must be happy.
Yeah.
Anyways, believe it or not, he's from Ashfield, New South Wales, Australia.
Ah.
And it says, "Hi, Michelle. Unfortunately, I have received only one bottle of Nutridyne. When, as you can see, I ordered two. I've been listening to you and Bill on TuneIn, and I'm enjoying every minute. Well, Blue, you know, and you will know, that whenever that happens to you or anybody else out there, please just give us a call and let us know. And that other bottle is on its way to him as we speak."
Ah.
Because that does happen when Chris is doing the packages, not when I'm doing them.
I'm serious. You're very detailed. Yeah,
I'm keeping track.
Yeah, you have to have.
He still wants to help, though, even though he's finishing off his engineering degree.
Yeah, he's busy doing that engineering and software engineering. He's too busy. Yeah, that's okay. He's a good guy, though. Chris, we love Chris.
Of course we love Chris, but I'm just saying.
But he's not as motivated as you or I. Go ahead.
Well, it's just a matter of checking things off, right? And I'm slow. That's one thing. He's fast, I'm slow.
He's very fast, but you're detailed. You go back and double check it.
So if it ever happens, please let me know, and I'd love to send you the bottle you paid for. How about that? Anyways.
You're funny. Go ahead.
Daryl, from his Outlook, and I think he's been talking to you, Bill, but this email came to me. It says, "Dr. Bill, this is Daryl. Can you send me the test tube so I can take the blood test so I can know exactly what I need for diabetes and high blood pressure?" Is he doing a consult with you, Bill?
I don't know. He must be listening. The procedure is, if you need a starter protocol, I'll give it to you free, by email or phone. But when you start asking test tubes, it means you need a consult. That means you need to actually purchase two initial time units, because it may be more later.
Right.
You need to fill in the 11-page functional history that allows me to have your medical history and your wellness history and environmental exposures. Mm-hmm. And previous things that were done. Then I need all the other reports, lab, x-ray, whatever. And then after I do a video review with you and send you the video, then I send test kits. So tubes don't come until after you do a consult.
I'll give you his email. Okay.
Yeah, I already sent it to him. Some people only think that I'm going to just start sending test tubes out without even getting the full history, even a paragraph of what's going on. No.
You've already contacted him yet.
I did.
Sending me an email. Okay.
Yeah, I contacted him and I said, purchase 2 time units, fill in the forms. Okay. And then I will do a video review, and then I'll send you your kits.
Next is Pam Bill from Cameron Park in California. Hello, Michelle or Dr. Deagle. I use the curcumin cream and the pregnenolone cream on sunspots on my face, and curcumin cream first and then the pregnenolone cream on top of that. The first 6 months using these products, I had great results with no different reactions. I did not treat the spots for a bit, so she stopped using it, right? And noticed colored spots on my face getting back to where they were when I first started the cream. So when she stopped the creams, Bill, the sunspots started coming back.
Right.
So when I use the creams now, I notice a colored spot area gets really red and slightly itchy.
Right.
Of course, I want to continue using the creams due to good results when I first started, but I am not able to use it steadily. Do you know why I have the burn sensation now? What caused the change and why? And please let me know what you think. And then she goes to have a blessed day, and thank you for your time.
Okay, the first thing is that you don't want to put curcumin on an open lesion or an inflamed area of skin. It'll make it more inflamed. It actually has things that will block cytokines. But as it's doing, it's also trying to boost your immune system. So if there's a stealth pathogen in your skin, or there's a break in the skin due to something, or a silent infection, it'll aggravate it. So I do this pregnenolone first, and I would put on the ProMag Daily Endurance Gel. And then once in a while, and maybe a couple times a week, I put the curcumin on, but wouldn't put it on every day.
Is it still going to get rid of the sunspots? Like
ProMax? Yes. Yeah. You don't have to do it every
do
day.
Do you think the ProMax stuff will still do that? Or is it pregnenolone?
Pregnenolone. Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Cell Defense Plus by NutraMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. If you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, as herbs, ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vincositine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutraMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutraMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with Brain Power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. And welcome back. We have Michelle here, and have a little bit of humor here on the break. Michelle,
let's
go ahead.
Move along. EW in an email. Hey, Michelle and Doc. My wife just recently had her lipid panel done, and the doctor wants to put her on cholesterol-lowering medication. She always hears me crowing about Dr. Deagle and his NutraMedical supplements, so she asked me to email him with her situation. Her results are total 276, HDL 72, LDL 187, and triglycerides, I guess the TRYG, right, 86. She is in apparent good health and is on prescription drugs, Bupropion.
Levothyroxine, which is useless. You don't want synthetics. I really want it. Fluoxetine, that's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Also, you don't want to be on that.
It says that she's also had depression for 20 years.
Yeah, we can give her natural things that will pull her out of depression.
Could you recommend a protocol to address the lipids?
Yeah, first off, never chase cholesterol. If triglycerides are elevated, we have Neovasc that will actually lower your triglycerides. If you put a woman, this is published literature, on an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor, in the next 2 years, this is a big study, It increases the risk of turning diabetic 240%. Oh. So it actually destroys and reduces LDL cholesterol.
Put them on what?
A cholesterol-lowering agent called HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. And increases the risk of turning diabetic 240%.
And what does it do to men if it does that?
Same thing. It castrates men and women by lowering LDL cholesterol you use to make hormones.
Yeah.
So these dumbasses, and what happens, excuse my English, they also block CoQ10. As soon as you do this, that's why you see the commercials on TV, my doctor put me on a cholesterol-lowering agent, so I take, CoQ10. Don't. First off, everyone's the only non-crystallizing CoQ10 in the world, and if you do never, ever, this is one of those never drugs, take a cholesterol-lowering drug. What you do is try to take anti-inflammatory fatty acids like Omega Supreme Pro, and select to make sure the foods you select do not have partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, pro-inflammatory fats, non-grass-fed animals, which have fatty acid profiles that are inflammatory. We had Dr. Barry Sears on the program a few years ago talking about this. So then I do a lipid profile. The doctors do a dumb profile that's based on nuclear spectroscopy. What I do is electrophoresis to break down every subfraction. So I know omega-3, 6, 9, pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory fatty acids. The only lab that does it is Meridian Valley Labs in Tutwiller outside Seattle. Okay, so these dumb doctors are clueless, and they're following the Framingham study and chasing cholesterol when there's no basis in reality that cholesterol is the cause of heart disease. It's oxidized cholesterol and oxidized pro-inflammatory fats that when a macrophage eats them, they die and form a thing called a foam cell that secretes soluble ICAM 1 and 2. So these other drugs that she's on, fluoxetine and bupropion, we can give her alternatives. And never take a cholesterol-lowering agent.
So what did you say? You said Neovasc? What did you say?
Omega Supreme Pro, Neovasc, for if her triglycerides are elevated.
Right.
And she should be on Cardiovasc. And she should also be on things to make sure she's not calcifying her arteries. Like, if you want to double-check a patient, and of course I recommend certain tests that cardiologists should do.
What's good for the arteries?
Yeah, vitamin K2, very
K2,
important.
Yeah,
and natokinase.
Okay. Next is Amiro from Ontario, Canada. We have a friend that is suffering from swollen feet and the bottom part of her legs, like a constant burn, she says. Also, her short-term memory is quickly deteriorating. She says in one of her eyes she sees a bluish tint, and this started happening to her about a year and a half ago, gradually increasing. We were shocked to see her in her current state as we haven't visited in a long time. Her husband, a chemistry professor, says she needs circulation, like walks. I noticed she may be taking some pills and Rexall's one-a-day multivitamin for women. Could you offer us advice?
Well, first off, the Rexall multivitamin, like the one-a-day, we call those latrine bullets because if you're cleaning out latrines, you see the label on the pill after it passes through the bowel.
Right.
Okay, so it's useless.
Right.
What she needs is a proper, at least pre-protocol. She's probably getting vascular disease in her eyes, which is why she's getting a blue tint in her vision. So the blood vessels are actually in front of the rods and cones. So that means she's getting vascular disease, like microvascular. So Vision Max and Vein Away right away, and cell detox glutathione.
Right.
Okay, and she should be on CanSee eye drops. And also what's called carnosine D-Link and Nutritrol, because it's most likely she's pre-diabetic.
What, swollen feet, and then the bottom
that usually
of the
indicates
legs.
That she's getting signs of heart failure and peripheral neuropathy. And if she's got CNS problems, the most common thing is neurotransmitter deficiencies of acetylcholine, so CDP choline, uridine, and ultrasymin B1, and myelination of her nerve fiber tracts. If you do a T1-weighted MRI scan or a quick scan, you'll find people will start getting pre-dementia and starting to lose their memory. Usually it means they're just myelinating and having neurotransmitter problems. And they have microcirculatory problems in the brain, too. So if you do a SPECT blood flow scan or what's called a MRA, magnetic resonance angiogram, which I like better than even a regular angio, it'll show circulatory issues, and you can fix those easy. So there's fancy tests that you can do that a regular doctor or specialist can do, and then I can back it up with blood test kits and tell her exactly what to do to fix her. So the conventional doctors are completely out to lunch. I'm a living pathologist, which is what's called integrative medicine, and I integrate with surgery, medicine, and procedures, and advanced imaging and genetics. Doctors don't get enough training in medical school, and they should defend a medical PhD before they graduate, but they don't. Go ahead.
David from New York. I love the program and listen daily. I have a niece that suffers from a slowly progressing mitochondrial disorder that was originally thought to be reflex sympathetic dystrophy. And since the age of 9, she's been wheelchair bound. Prior to this, she was basically a normal child. She is now 19, wheelchair bound with a lot of pain in the abdomen and legs. I hear you speak of rebuilding mitochondria with Nutridyne and other supplements in chronic fatigue. Would these supplements have any effect in her case?
Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to identify if she has a mitochondriopathy. So I actually use mitochondrial labs to identify. Secondly, we look at her organic acids to see if she's got a metabolic problem that's causing...
What is that, a mitochondrial disorder?
Well, your mitochondria generate all the energy in your cells. And if your mitochondria don't work, your muscles don't work. So mitochondrial dysfunction is present in a lot of different diseases, but you have to quantitate what it is. Regular doctors have no training in how to identify this, but I do. And I can do a mitochondrial lab to look at the actual mitochondria under electron microscopy and metabolic tests, like the OAT test with Dr. William Shaw in Overland Park, Kansas at Great Plains Lab. And then we can look at other factors as to why she's got a myopathy. Does she have an inherited myopathy or a metabolic one? Does she have a stealth infection that's causing it? Does she have free radicals that are causing, destroying her mitochondria?
So that's the whole consult.
Right, and then we have things like natokinase with PQQ pyroquinoline that will actually make her new mitochondria along with things like Nutridyne. She might have a combination
of... Which one?
What was it? Natokinase has PQQ, which is pyroquinoline, to make new mitochondria.
Oh. Okay.
So that's one of the things very important to take if you've got a mitochondrial dysfunction. We also have mitochondrial catalysts or formula to stimulate mitochondrial energy. NADH, and of course our sports energy light that makes ATP.
Yeah, that product, it's called mitochondrial energy.
Yeah.
What is that?
Mitochondrial catalyst.
Oh, mitochondrial
catalyst, yeah.
What is that?
It basically all the cofactors needed for your mitochondria to make energy.
So a lot of those are good. So
yes.
You can just email them.
So she can start on a starter protocol, but what I would say is she needs a consult with advanced fancy labs to measure, look at her mitochondria on electron microscopy and advanced mitochondrial tests. Genetic analyses, like 23andMe and Prometheus first, and then we use pathway genomics, we use organic acid analysis, and we look at metabolic problems and toxicological problems. All right?
Louis from New Mexico, is there any known interaction of Vitamineral Max and the use of 1 to 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar? Would the acid nullify the vitamin effect?
No, it works fine. In fact, apple cider vinegar is great. Just, you know, don't swim in it, but do take a little bit every day. It's great. It's a good thing. But take Vitamineral Max. It's more important because it has bioactivated vitamins. Most vitamins are not bioactivated or bioavailable. Ours are always.
Well,
Life Support, Vitamineral Max, or Minerals Plus.
I take the Power C to get alkaline. Power C.
Well, yeah. Power C is the best alkalinizer. In fact, if you take enough Power C, you can turn off autoimmune disease and cancer. So, you know, if you have a chronic inflammatory arthritis, or cancer, or autoimmune disease like MS or lupus, if you take high enough dose of Power C, it'll turn it off.
Dan from Chicago, a couple of questions for the firing line. We don't call it the firing line that much anymore, do we?
It is. It's the firing line because you fire questions, and hopefully I have the answer, but usually most of the time I do, as I say.
You're never short of words.
Remember you had that vision when you were a little girl, I think you're a teenager, and you wanted to. You wanted to marry a man
who'd be gosh, like a you're not going to bring that up.
Who wanted to be like a supercomputer that you'd ask him any question and he'd have the answer. Guess what?
Stop.
Here I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Da-da.
And you're just the most humble. You're the most humble.
Well,
did I ask for someone really humble?
No, but the thing is, it doesn't matter.
No, you don't know what I asked
for. If your ego is matched with your competency, it doesn't matter.
That's a discussion for another time.
Yeah.
How about this question, Bill? Number one, why do you put Nutridyne on the skin instead of ingesting it? Is it bad to ingest it? I find it's a little messy to put on my skin. Huh.
I prefer actually ingesting it, but if people don't want to ingest it, it'll transdermally absorb. I'd say about 50% gets into your body if you put it on your skin. So if you put 4 drops and 2 drops, it gets in your main bloodstream.
So you waste a little bit by putting it on your skin, but it gets in there just as well.
Yeah.
I don't find it messy. I put it on my arm every morning.
Well, it disappears pretty quick. You can put it on and actually see the...
It just melts in.
Yeah, you see
the stain.
What
does it mean if it doesn't melt in real quick?
if it doesn't melt in quick?
Yeah.
Firstly, it means your perfusion is poor. So you have poor circulation.
Yeah.
Number two, you may have enough iodine in your body already, so you don't need to absorb it if you have good circulation. Or number three, you got other toxic halides like fluoride and chloride because you're drinking fluoridated water. And they're going to be blocked. It's going to block the iodine because people drink fluoridated, chlorinated water.
Yeah.
And they already got other halides that are going to block iodine absorption.
Wow.
So I've asked the lab,
So they better ingest it.
Yeah, I would say, you don't need a lot. The average person with thyroid, both 2 to 3 drops, 4 drops, twice a day in their water. That's all you need. If you're talking about infection, 15 drops 3 times a day, but you only need it the first week or so, and then after that you can drop down to 10 drops. So the Nutridyne will last a long time, and it's very powerful stuff.
I take 3 drops a day on my arm.
Plenty. That's plenty. If you have normal.
And I also put it on my... I put it on anything that's on, like, that thing on my leg and stuff. So I guess I do... I use it all day on different stuff. So I'm like the Windex and the Greek... My Greek way.
I like that one, right? So actually, our Nutridyne is our Windex.
Yeah. Oh, but then the spray. How about the NutriSilver spray? We're going around. Everyone in the family makes fun of us now. Oh,
Kelsey at night. She comes and we're about to watch, let's say, Samantha Brown on her travel to Europe. And she comes over, come on, Mommy, give me a spray. And she takes it over the bottle and wants you to spray her mouth. Yeah.
The other question that Dan has, while working in a TV studio, I got a very loud blast of feedback in my headphones and my ear is still ringing a week later. How can I stop the ringing?
Antioxidants, cell detox glutathione, the carnosine D-link,
keeping it simple for most people, Bill, just a couple things you can take.
Well, you need to blast all the free radicals, otherwise you're not...
Three.
Gamma E Plus, cell detox glutathione, ultrasound B1.
Thanks. Next is Stacy, and Stacy, this is interesting. She actually emailed you a couple of months ago. And I was going to try to get it in order here, that she says she actually had alopecia. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
She said that...
Is it alopecia totalis all over her whole head or just little spots?
I've been watching all of... This was her old email, YouTube videos and reading on your website. However, I'm looking for any help you can give me regarding losing my hair. I'm a 40-year-old woman, and I have been losing a tremendous amount of hair, and I've tried vitamins, Rocaine, Nixon or something, and I had my thyroid test and nothing's working. Doctors keep telling me it's stress, and I've done nothing possible to eliminate it, yet my hair is still falling out incredible. Anyways, so then she goes and she sends this email, and she's saying that, Bill, she's saying thank you. She said about... I guess I can't read all of this, can I, Bill?
No.
I can't read it all, but she's saying thank you, Bill, because her hair stopped falling out, and her hair is actually growing back in, and she's thrilled, and I think you gave her like 6 or more things.
Probably Collagen Max, Recidival Hair Tonic. She's very likely also, if it hadn't been growing back, we want to do a profile of her hormones to make sure she's not making male hormone in her ovaries or her other tissues.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is sometimes as you get to be a middle-aged female, you'll start to manufacture male hormone if there's any male pattern baldness. The other is if you have autoimmunity. You'll see alopecia areata, which is not totalis, caused when people sometimes get lupus or lupus-like autoimmune conditions, and the hair follicle gets damaged. But I'm glad she's getting her hair back.
She also has a question about soy milk for her daughters. Like, she has a lot here, but she says, I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old daughters, right? And she gives them organic soy milk. What do you think is the best source of milk?
Goat milk.
What about organic regular milk?
No, goat milk.
Goat milk? What about almond and coconut milk?
That's good, too. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes 4 phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at shopbyproducts@NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Carrot Bars is the most powerful system for storing money worldwide as Gram Gold, with a bank in Stuttgart, Germany, and the ability to transport it to your home anywhere on the planet. It also allows the conversion to cryptocurrencies through the ICO coins that are going to mature on July 4th, 2019, increase the value dramatically. Nothing like cryptocurrency in the form of gold, and as well the ICO coins, the Carrot Bar Gram currency can be used worldwide as a stable currency to exchange across the planet for purchasing and selling and storing in your own bank or banks around the world. Get Carrot Bars Gold through NutriMedical.com. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical through the drop-down menu, and we will send you on to our senior person, Jim Deal, who will help to arrange for you to get the Carrot Bars Gold through our Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical 7 Carrot Bar site, as well set you up with the ICO coins that will mature and dramatically increase your value. Save with NutriMedical every day. Improper digestion or maldigestion is very common. Our correction is with NutriMeds, Gastrozyme, plant-based broad-spectrum pH enzymes, and Digestes. Digestes restores stomach acid and pepsin, and the Gastrozyme supports the pancreatic enzymes with plant-based enzymes. You can improve digestion dramatically, reduce food allergies, reduce dysbiosis and small intestinal bowel overgrowth, and improve overall body nutrition by digesting your food properly. Amazing formulas available from NutriMedical.com exclusively. Do contact Dr. Bill Deagle for a starter protocol for your dysbiosis, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, or other problems with maldigestion or ulcers. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free starter protocol just by contacting us by phone, 888-212-8871, or by email. Stay well every day with NutriMedical in your life. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Mishi, and lots of your questions. And by the way, you can get a simple answer to your protocols if you just simply call 888-212-8871 or drop an email to contact us. And NutriMedical goes to Mishi first. She looks at it, and she'll send it on to me for me to give you a starter protocol.
You said an answer to your protocols? What do you mean?
Well,
they
have a question. You know, they want to know what nutraceuticals to take or what else. And if it looks like in your history, with a few sentences or a paragraph, it looks complicated, I'll advise you that you need to have a proper consult. We'll review your medical records and then do more advanced testing or referral to specialty clinics.
Okay. KD, try to get through a few of these. This is our last segment here from Illinois. I so appreciate, Dr. Bill, your NutriMedical show. Both your spiritual and scientific wisdom and knowledge are wonderful. Gee, you never tire hearing that, do you?
I serve God. I thank the Lord that I'm able to serve as I live here on earth. And someday he'll take me home, and people hopefully will remember that the service was to save their bodies and their souls. How's that?
And we'll have all these protocols and all these wonderful tapes and radios and everything, but don't go any day soon. I need you another 30 years, okay?
There you go.
My health question relates to my having RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, or complex regional pain syndrome. I'm a 56-year-old female, married, 3 children. I injured my foot in 2002, which was called a crushing injury that resulted in CRPS. What's that, Steve?
Chronic renal pain syndrome, yeah.
Okay. And she talks about the Medical Center of Chicago and that. He treated me with approximately 20 lumbar sympathetic blocks, physical therapy over a 3-year period. I went from non-bearing weight to be able to. The RSD did travel to the knee. RSD, the reflex knee.
Yeah.
Within the first few weeks to months, and now I'm experiencing a lot of low back pain in the area where I initially received the blocks. My massage therapist thinks there is a scar tissue in the area. My fear is that the RSD has traveled to the spine. In addition to the chronic pain, I suffer from frequent headaches, migraines, fibromyalgia. She goes on to say that her drugs she's taken, Bill, are Narco. Xanaflex, what's that? Carisoprodol or something? What's that?
Carisoprodol, yeah.
For muscle cramping. And anyways, the scripts for Norco and that other one.
Norco's a
pain reliever, is
yeah.
it? And she takes, oh my gosh, there's so much. Anyways, it would be wonderful to reduce, to eliminate the pain meds is what she wants to do. That's the thing. I know you're incredibly busy.
Well, she needs a consult, but the first thing I'd recommend is a thing called to refer to one of my doctors that we trained, myself and Dr. Hitchcock, on the American Sensory Medical Association, which is in Green. But she should start on nutraceuticals. I would recommend, first off, things to reduce the sympathetic overdrive, and that would be Spielkies, which is pins and needles, with one tablet twice a day, Cognition Plus and Brain Power, and the Brain Mag and Calm Mind. Reduce seizure activity in parts of the limbic system and the regulators of the autonomic nervous system. Topically, I would apply the pregnenolone, curcumin, and the ProMag endurance gel on the area, or pain relief gel on the area, at least every 4 hours on the areas that are involved. I would recommend she's going to probably need a Lumen Photon pad to her feet and legs. She'll probably get the the Lumen Photon lower leg, Lumen pads, so you can put it all the way up the legs. And that'll use at least 15 to 20 minutes, 30 minutes on the frequency 7 and then frequency 3.
What about that RSD? Can that travel from down...
It was not traveling.
...up to the spine? She says her fear is that the RSD has traveled.
That's because she's trying to diagnose it. No, it doesn't travel.
Oh, okay.
Where it originates. Reflex sympathetic dystrophy is where there's excess of autonomic output to cause vasoconstriction.
Oh,
it's associated with the primary pain gates in your skin called the Langerhans gate. And so we work on blocking the pain gate there. If there's other pain generators, we identify them on axonpain.com with the L8-Delta sensory nerve mapping to find out the individual primary pain generators.
Anyways, real simply, the Lumen Photon's great. Inflamex is great. People tell Inflamex me migraines. We've got the CoQ10,
CoQ10, ubiquinol, and Power Methyl B12 and BioLVR.
Yeah, she can get some relief
away. Yeah, she'll get immediate relief. In fact, it works faster than the drugs we use for migraines. You bite into CoQ10, ubiquinol, put a Power Muscle B12 under your tongue, migraine's gone. I used to have migraines. If I ever get them, now than once every like 10 years. But if I get a migraine or I get the scintillating light thingies.
Well, we used to just say the CoQ10 ubiquinol, and now you've added the
always put the Power Muscle B12 with it.
Is that something that you can chew as well, or what?
No, you put it under your tongue and just suck on it. You can chew it if you want, but...
I remember the...
No, always CoQ10 with the Power Muscle B12. And during the day, you take the BioLVR or B12 folate, because usually there's a problem there, and the other thing that helps is S-methyl, S-adenosylmethionine, and our molybdenum, which is Minerals Plus, and we have individual molybdenum, too, that's helpful for the enzymes that will help in that.
Wayne from Indiana, I was listening to your show today on the HCG. I went to your NutriMedical.com website and can't find the product. That could be, Wayne, because we call it microdose. I wonder if we still have to call it that. Remember back in about 10 so years ago, we had to not say the name HGH? We're still being safe and saying microdose?
I would say HGH. It actually is 100 nanograms of a human growth hormone.
Remember, Jonathan had said, you don't put HGH or something that's FDA.
I'm not worried about that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't care. See, remember now, we're not under the FDA. So the Food and Drug Administration does not regulate doctors.
Well, that's why do we call it microdose, then?
It's just because sometimes when we get a supplier company, they're worried, but we're not. Remember, doctors are not under the FDA. 87% of doctors' prescriptions are not following FDA guidelines. Did you know that? That's all doctors. 87% of all prescriptions prescribed by doctors are not on FDA guidelines. If they were, 87% of doctors' prescriptions, which would mean all doctors, would be in jail, which is not the case.
Next is Christine Bell, and she's from London, England.
Right.
And she says, hi, I've been listening to your show for a while now and find it fascinating, especially the first hour on Fridays, and would like to pose a question for Dr. Bill. My husband is diagnosed with COPD and, as a consequence, is often short of breath. He's been prescribed steroids, which, while he takes a higher dosage of 6-5 milligram tablets a day, he feels better but doesn't like the side effects, the thinning skin, cramps, rash, and etc.
And weakening bones, etc.
She's saying, what exactly do the steroids do, and could Dr. Bill suggest a more natural alternative?
So the problem is for chronic release of free radicals in the bronchi and the respiratory bronchioles and the basket cells.
And what do the steroids do to you that
they block
cause
this,
all
they,
those
they
side
block,
effects?
They block specific prostaglandins. But you want to block leukotrienes as well. And the first thing you want to do is get rid of the free radicals and the stealth pathogen. So inhalation with Nutrisilver every 4 hours, 4 to 6 puffs inhalation. Number two, using an Omron or a Sinopulse Elite and inhaling the H2-plex and cell detox glutathione, you can open the capsules. And you can take them orally to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, which is the most persistent. Taking things like our carnosine D-link to get rid of single oxygen, and the Cell Defense Plus, because remember, free radicals are what triggers it. And the stealth infections in your lung, you can also take orally Neutrodyne, because most people don't realize COPD is a chronic infection of your basket cells with viruses like rhinovirus subclass 3 and fungi and stealth pathogens like Proteus. And what happens is the infection causes inflammation. The inflammation causes bronchial thickening, and eventually, of course, the steroids don't stop the fact that if you're taking albuterol, it'll actually cause fibrosis of your interlobar areas, and you can actually get restrictive lung disease. So I recommend nutritional alternatives and inhalation therapy. And usually can get rid of the free radicals and the stealth pathogens and lower the cytokine levels that cause the chronic lung disease.
She goes on to say that her husband's also diagnosed with transient ischemia. What's that?
Transient ischemia, yeah.
Ischemia. Once or twice a year, his SATs drop. His statistics, I guess, it's right. Dramatically, and he goes very pale, and we've had to call the U.S. equivalent of 911, where after 15 minutes of oxygen, he seems fine. He used to take the seasonal flu shot, but my son talked him out of it because he says they contain heavy metals.
Right. Well, transient ischemic attacks are a warning of a stroke, and you get invasive constriction. What I usually do is it means that there's inflammation of the artery walls, like
so
homocysteine.
He's got the COPD.
He may have heavy metals in his body. We'll do heavy metal testing.
Yeah.
He probably has homocysteine. We do an L-methionine challenge homocysteine level.
Right.
We look for pro-inflammatory fats with a lipid electrophoresis and give him things like Omega Supreme Pro. We stop vasoconstriction with things like, for example, the CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Supernox. And the cardiovascular and natokinase, it'll stop the blood thickening and the vasoconstriction. And magnesium, the ones for your general circulation is magnesium glycinate. For the brain is brain mag, which actually will stop vasoconstriction of your blood vessels, along with the brain power, which is the N-methyl D-aspartate blocker. So you're getting basically vasoconstriction of your vessels in your brain, and we can stop that.
The magnesium potassium, Bill, that Hermine called this morning, she was asking what was the difference between the magnesium glycinate and the magnesium potassium.
Magnesium potassium citrate is the best way to raise your potassium, because without magnesium being adequate, it won't hold on to potassium, and it prevents kidney stones and gallbladder stones.
Oh, and the glycinate is for heart and cardiovascular?
And muscles, and it's the most well-tolerated.
Okay.
If you take a high dose of the magnesium-potassium, you can actually start stimulating your bowels. But the best bowel-tolerated one is magnesium glycinate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daniel from New York State. Dr. Deagle, my wife was just diagnosed with a mild form of lupus. I would greatly appreciate your treatment for this disease with your products.
Lupus, like a lot of autoimmune diseases, is stimulated by a stealth pathogen. There's cytokines in the blood. We can raise high-dose power C.
I didn't know there was a mild form. I thought you just had lupus or you didn't. You know?
No. So there's all kinds of... the best way to think about autoimmune disease is looking across, like when you look across at a mountain range,
yeah,
and you see peaks. One peak is lupus, the next peak is multiple sclerosis, the next peak is, mixed connective tissue disease. And in between, there's little minor peaks. So you can have some shared things. For example, you have lupus has peripheral neuropathy, or lupus with, antithyroid antibodies. So what you have to understand is when you have a autoimmune condition, you have elevated cytokine levels, and you can have different organs that are being attacked. So with mild lupus, what you have to do is you have high-dose power C, get rid of the free radicals, like we mentioned before with the three things, right? Get rid of the stealth pathogens, stimulate the body to regenerate the damaged tissue and raise the mitochondrial function, because in most of these conditions, a side effect of the free radicals and so on is a secondary mitochondriopathy, where the mitochondria don't function, because they're 30 times more sensitive to free radicals than regular tissue, or glycation. So, for example, if you're glycating your proteins with diabetes, it doesn't occur unless there's singlet oxygen. That's why carnosine D-link and neutrochol are important, even in non-diabetic conditions, because singlet oxygen, that's why getting rid of singlet oxygen radical and H2-plex, which is our hydrogen, and that's what's also, by the way, in our cardiovascular, we have the bilberry, which is going to get rid of free radicals, and the cell detox glutathione. The most persistent free radical is hydroperoxy, which is why the most of the three free radical blockers, it's the most important. It's cell detox glutathione.
And what's the, lupus and MS have what in common?
They're basically attacking a different tissue, a different protein, but you can have a kind of a crossover syndrome, which is mixed connective tissue and lupus, or even MS with other conditions. So a lot of times people have MS, but they have other organs being attacked too.
Oh, gosh,
so
terrible.
The Lyme disease, for example, will primarily look like the Lyme-based proteins in your myelin basic in your brain. And what happens is the activated lymphocytes migrate from your ventricles in the central brain and they hit the cortical spinal tracts. Right? So that's how you get MS.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you for everything today. You are a walking computer here. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for all of you and the NutriMedical family for listening today.
So, you know, instead of Hal 9000, call me Bill 9000.
Yeah, right.
You remember that movie?
No, Bill, I don't remember that movie. Anyways, have fun. I guess Harley can't make it, but someone's coming on.
Yeah, Cody Snodgrass.